Now, there is a story. There are many stories. One of them I am citing is very interesting. Vishvamitra Muni. Vishvamitra Muni, he was a great king, Kshatriya. But his priest, Vasishtha Muni, he had great spiritual power. So he renounced his kingdom. He wanted to advance. He was kingly, royal order, but still he wanted to advance in the spiritual order. So he adopted yoga process, meditation. That time it was possible for adopting this process, yoga process. So he was meditating in such a way that the Indra, who was the king of heaven, he thought that this man is trying to occupy my post. As there is competition, this is also, heaven means that is also material world. So this competition, no businessman wants that another businessman go ahead. He wants to cut down. Competition of price, quality. Similarly, that Indra, he thought that this man is so strongly meditating, it may be that I may be deposed and he come to my seat. Then he arranged one of his society girls, Menaka, to go there and allure this Muni. So when Menaka approached that Rishi, Vishvamitra Rishi, she was meditating, and simply by the sound of her bangles, she could understand that there is some omen. And as soon as he saw that is heavenly celestial beauty, he was captivated. Then there was a result that Shakuntala Paras, some of you may know, there is a book made by Kalidas, Shakuntala. This Shakuntala is supposed to be the most beautiful girl in the world. And she was born by this combination of Vishvamitra Muni and Menaka. So when this girl was born, then Vishvamitra thought, oh, I was advancing in my spiritual culture, and again I have been entrapped. So he was going out. At the same time, his wife, Menaka, brought this girl before her. And little child is always attractive. She thought that, you have got such a nice girl, such beautiful girl, and you are going away. No, you should take care. So there is a picture, very nice, that is a very famous picture, that Menaka is showing Vishvamitra Muni, the girl, and the Muni is no more soul. Yes, there is a picture. That is, then he went there. So there are chances of failure. Just like a great sage, like Vishvamitra Muni, he also failed. Failed for the time being. But Krishna says that this failure is not unsuccessful. As we have sometimes the proverb that failure is the pillar of success, especially in the spiritual life, this failure is not discouraging. This failure is not discouraging. So Krishna says that even one fails in completing his spiritual course, still there is no loss on his part.